Hey everyone, welcome to the first official episode of The Brand Blueprint. So first, I just kind of want to introduce myself for anyone who's new around here. I'm Jasmine Easter of jasmineeaster.com. I am a brand and website designer. So I help creative women in business level up their visual brands with strategic design. So today's episode is all about how to update your brand without rebranding. You know, before we get into this, just know there are definitely some bigger signs that you need to complete a rebrand as opposed to a refresh. Like maybe your logo is too trendy and looking outdated, your business offerings have definitely changed, or you really just can't connect to your branding at all in a way that makes you feel ashamed or embarrassed of promoting it. So if you're feeling any of those things, you definitely need to hire a brand designer as opposed to just trying to refresh. But now I'm just going to jump right in and talk about the three ways to refresh your visuals without rebranding. So I know the new year is coming and so many of us set goals and resolutions in the new year, including rebranding. And, you know, maybe you feel like what you have currently, you know, isn't really connecting, or you just kind of want to spruce it up. So this is the episode for you. Tip number one, brand photography. So there's really nothing that brings a brand together like great photography. You can use the new photos on your website, your social media profiles, marketing collateral. It's all about making sure you get a variety of shots and partnering with a photographer who naturally understands the aesthetic and editing style that you're going for. So when it comes to doing my brand photo shoots, I always try to make sure I do a couple of different things. One of the main things is planning at least two outfits that fit within my brand aesthetic so that, you know, I can switch up the look and feel and have enough to work with over time. And also getting branded stock photos to use throughout your feed and website. So now that we're, you know, in the era of visuals and Instagram and, you know, it's easy to get good photos, it's really important that you're also getting, you know, branded photos that don't just include your face, unless you're like an influencer or something like that. But it's really important that, you know, you have active shots of you, you know, maybe working or like a flat lay of things that are related to your industry, different things like that, that you can even use in, you know, backgrounds, workbooks, like digital products and on your feed. It's really one of the easiest ways to elevate your brand. Tip number two, update your color palette. I mean, sometimes you just need a little something different and, you know, that's understandable. Now, what I don't recommend is creating an entirely new color palette, especially if you've worked with a designer previously, you know, who had a whole strategy and plan behind the colors that you guys were going to choose. But what you may need to do is add or drop a color, especially if you have a lot of competing colors in your color palette. It may seem like a really simple change, but it can make a really, really big difference. If you need help trying to figure out what kind of color to add, you know, I would check out some color palette builders like Adobe Color CC and also revisit your mood board for inspiration just so that you can make sure you're not going too far off from your original look and feel, because all you're looking for here is a refresh, you know, not a complete rebrand. Okay. And tip number three is to update your fonts. So just like updating your color palette is a really easy way, so is updating your brand fonts. Now, it's important here to go for what already fits with your brand identity and messaging as opposed to going completely left field. If you have a business that's super modern, don't be out here getting a whimsical brush font. It just don't go. So do some research on what feelings are evoked by certain fonts and typefaces before you add it to your brand. You may need to only update your heading as opposed to the full body text, or, you know, the body text, or change up both. So when it comes to changing up your fonts, just remember, number one, choose a font style that goes with your existing branding. Think about your messaging, think about the look and feel, and think about how your audience will think about these fonts or feel about these fonts when they come in contact with it. Does that align with your messaging? That is the main goal of any visual identity practice. So number two, make sure you choose two fonts that pair together well. You do not need to choose the same font for the heading that you choose for the body unless you're going to create contrast by, you know, making it bold, making it uppercase, playing with the letter spacing, all those kind of things. The whole point of a heading is to create visual hierarchy as to what information is most important and to lead people in. So make sure that you're doing that by, you know, choosing a good contrasting fonts with your header and your body. That could also mean, you know, mixing up sans serif and serif. There are a whole bunch of different ways that you can go with that, but just make sure that you have good contrast to ensure readability. Also, choose legible fonts only. I am so tired of seeing people think that using a script font in a body or all kind of crazy things makes sense, because it doesn't. No one wants to read an entire paragraph of, you know, all caps. Like, no one wants to do that. So make sure that you're choosing fonts that are super easy to read. You don't want your message to be lost because you're trying to make things look pretty. So those are all of the tips that I have for you guys today. Thanks for tuning into the Brand Blueprint. You can connect with me at JasmineEaster_ on Instagram and Twitter. Until next time, you guys can also shoot me an email at podcast@jasmineeaster.com if you guys have any branding questions that you'd like answered. Bye.